Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're reading from Mark chapter 16, verse 9 through 18. So before we read this, I need to mention that it says before this section of scripture, the earliest manuscripts and some other ancient witnesses do not have verses 9 through 20. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven 7 demons. She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. Afterward, Jesus appeared in different form to 2 of them while they were walking in the country. They returned and reported it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well." Yeah, so this passage, before we get into the actual content of it, one of the things that we have to deal with in modern scripture understanding is the fact that we have found older and older manuscripts. And as this little parentheses tells us before our verses, the earliest manuscripts don't actually have these verses, which makes Mark an interesting gospel because the earliest manuscripts end with the women not telling anyone. They're afraid. And so here we have this kind of, it feels like it's been added. And as you look at it, it's almost just like a summary of all the other resurrection stories that we see in the other gospels. And so one thing I want to say is that one of the probably the main things that causes disagreements in the church and misunderstanding for people outside the church is our understanding of the interpretation of Scripture. One of the things that we believe in my denomination, I'm a part of the Nazarene Church from a Wesleyan holiness background. One of our understanding of Scripture is that Scripture tells us everything we need for salvation, but we believe, and most people believe, that Scripture was inspired in that God inspired people to write. Not that God beamed down the words to those people, that they so wrote in their language and they wrote as they understood. They wrote with their own culture and their own understanding in mind. And so sometimes the Scriptures have this very human feel to them. And that's when we look at passages that were not included in original manuscripts, but later were added. Some people say, well, what does that mean? Can we believe these things? And what we have to do is just deal with the text as it's been given to us. It does give us a little bit of pause here. And one of the things that we should never do is create a whole, like, some kind of whole belief system based on a single verse. And I think about that when I see the end of this verse, when it talks about those who are, those who have been filled with the Spirit being able to pick up serpents and not be harmed, those being able to drink poison. And we know that there are whole movements of people where people handle snakes during worship because of verses like this. And so one of the things when we look at biblical interpretation and biblical understanding is we need to hold each text, each little section of verses we read, like today we've read 10 verses, we need to hold it against the entirety of Scripture. Like, does this this single little phrase or statement, is it something to make a whole doctrine out of? And I would say handling snakes probably isn't. Drinking poison probably isn't. We probably shouldn't just go out and drink poison to see if it will kill us, to see if God is with us, right? But what this text actually does tell us is it reminds us of the sightings of Jesus after the resurrection. It reminds us that there were those who still didn't believe. And we see that in all the resurrection stories. It reminds us that Jesus continues to make himself known to people, even amidst their disbelief. And it reminds us then that those same people were called to go and to preach the good news of forgiveness to the entire world. And so those are the main things. When we see a passage like this, whether or not it was originally included may not be as important as it is speaking truth that other sections of Scripture also agree with and also concur with, and that is Jesus appears to some scared disciples, some who don't believe. Jesus admonishes them to have faith, to trust in him, to believe in him. And then Jesus sends them out to go and preach the gospel, share forgiveness with the entire world. And so I think that's something, no matter if you really believe this section of Scripture was actually included, or maybe it was added later, as it seems to be indicated here, the Scriptures do continually affirm that the disciples experienced the risen Christ. And they had trouble believing at first. So if we have doubts, if we have unbelief, Jesus will work with us in that unbelief. That Jesus appears to them, that Jesus still appears to us. Maybe not in human form, but Jesus shows up in our world. And we see Jesus at work in our world. And we can sense that through the Spirit of God that is within us. And then we also are called to share forgiveness, to share the gospel with the entire world. And that means everyone we meet today, that they need to hear the good news of the gospel. So I hope today, as you go out, first of all, don't let these discrepancies in Scripture throw you for a loop. That we have in Scripture everything we need to be saved. And the fact today is that Jesus Christ is risen, that Jesus Christ still shows up to people with questions and doubts, and that we are called as those who are followers of Jesus to take the good news of the gospel everywhere we go. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.